Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. We've had some technical difficulties with Shante Gabrielle's pre-record, and we will be playing it next week. And she will be on in a few weeks after that, on, I believe, the 18th of next month, and she will be doing readings on that show. So I do apologize for that. I'm coming on just to wing it for a few minutes. If anybody would like a reading or would like to discuss anything, please call in to BBS Radio, 866-815-9756, and we will get you on the air. I'm sorry, I said the number wrong. It is like 888-815-9756. It is one of those days that you're not quite prepared to really go on, and yet you have to wing it. And life is good and fascinating and wonderful, and that is sometimes the best way. Life can be. You know, that's the one thing you have to be able, willing, and wanting to just take life right now like this, because it is an adventure. And it is one of those things that, you know, change is constantly happening. Some of the things that we were talking on the interview that you'll hear next week is how intense the energy is, in the many ways that we need to really just do whatever you can to get by and understand that there is a lot of unknown. And as light workers right now, we are definitely going through a huge shift. I know for myself, things have really improved lately, and my guidance is letting me know to really make a plan. I am the year of the tiger, which we talked about last week, and literally I'm being guided to make a plan 1 to 12 years down the line. And we do have Chris on the line. How are you doing, Chris?
Hi, Jennifer. So what happened?
There's just a glitch in the system, and when it's recorded in one form and it needs to be another, and it gets fixed, and it's just best to really replay the whole thing next week out of, because Shante's is an excellent interview. She's an awesome lady, and I want to be as respectful as I can to her. So, how are you feeling with the energies these days?
Well, you know, I went outside today to stand in the sunshine and get energized. And that did seem to help. Of course, I focused and asked for it to happen. So I'm feeling much better. And I always get more energy at night than I do in the day.
Yeah, you really must have a lot of owl energy around you. Did you also hug your tree? Because that's something else that we would discuss, is the fact that nature is really a big part of grounding. And that's something that is... what we're all about right now is really the grounding and helping, you know, reconnect with Mother Earth. And you have a beautiful big pine tree in your front yard.
Yes, I do.
And it's a very much a healing tree.
Jennifer, are you taking are you doing psychic calls tonight?
Yes, I am available for psychic calls.
I have a question.
Okay.
It's 2010, And this is in reference to my husband and his job.
Okay, now his job or his business?
His job.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Should he stay or should he leave? I guess the question is, should he stay?
At this point, I'm getting, if there's any way of going just down to part-time or every other day or something, I'm seeing just to have a little income coming in. I'm feeling a lot of frustration around him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting, right now, because of the way the economy is, it's best that he at least have something keep going, at least part-time.
Okay, now do you see that affecting us? Will we have to move if he goes part-time?
I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing
okay,
that, you
so
know.
Okay, figure it out. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just get that also your business is going to pick up the slack. Even more so.
All right. Thank you. Now, do you have a question for me?
Actually, right now, I'm just. It's one of those things that, at this very moment, I was not really expecting to come on and wonderful Zeth contacts me through Skype chat, and I didn't think it was him, and I'm going, I'm really tired. I'll talk to you tomorrow, because I was not even focusing of having to do the show. So as for a question for you, let me ask you this then, Chris, because you are very, very intuitive, and I highly respect your insights. Do you see me moving in 2010?
No, not 2010.
And do you
You're
see me
ready.
Going, I'm sorry?
You're ready.
Pretty much.
But you won't be releasing it in 2010.
Okay, so more so next year?
I see more towards the end of the end of 2011 into 2012. And at
okay.
that time, the economy is going to be so much better and you're going to get a better asking price.
I'm not thinking of selling my house. I have no intentions on selling my house.
Yeah, no, I see you releasing it. It's the end of 11, beginning of 12, and you are going to be releasing it. So what that means to you is what it means, but you will
okay.
be releasing.
Okay. Very cool.
And it'll be good. It'll be perfect.
Oh, it always is. It's definitely the times right now is a lot of people I know are basically in this holding pattern. I know I am. I mean, I'm doing a lot more reading and studying, and I really feel like I'm starting all over again. Do you feel like you're starting all over again in some aspect of your life?
That could explain what's going on. I've been in a pivot some sort, not able to move forward. And I have the means to, of course. But I think that maybe it's just going into the first quarter of the year and it's time to reflect on the last, you know, we're ending February going into March. So March is going to have to be a pretty productive month to make the first quarter good. Business.
Well, I just really think that a lot of things are going to be picking up steam. The energy is going to come back. March is a time that we get March. I'm sorry. the planet Mars is going out of retrograde. So,
yay.
Yeah. So action planet now going forward, and that is March 10th or 16th.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I think it's more the 16th. So things will be moving forward after that point in huge ways. And I feel like we're kind of like at the starting gate, building up momentum to really take off. And this is the time to really be, you know, getting those ideas in order and doing those steps to get things going. Because once it gets going, as far as you know, most of the other planets are going to be pretty much favorable. I do think that this last weekend was Saturn and Pluto were kind of hitting on us as well. And Uranus is going
to
be...
bring up politics, but earlier this evening I heard that President Obama was on the ninth. He was the ninth council member of Cyrene. Is that the correct word?
Cyrene or Syria?
Syria.
Syria?
Mm-hmm. So I heard that, and then the question was, does he even know that?
Yeah, that's my question that popped in my head. As you were mentioning that.
Yeah, that's what popped in. When I heard it, that's the question that popped into my head. Does he even know that? And, of course, that was being channeled on BBS Radio on another show, and I was listening to it, waiting for your show, and I just went, does he even know that?
Well, in reality, on some level of his beingness, he does. You basically know everything that's going on within you. It's just some things are more in your awareness than others.
Okay, so now is that you're from that, right? You're from that star system.
No, I'm from the star planet. You're Sirius is what you're thinking
yes.
of. Sirius.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not
I thought you meant the country in Africa or the Mideast.
No.
Ooh, that's kind of scary.
So.
I hope he knows what's going on. I'm not sure if that's we've all been from different planets. The one thing, the energy, at least for me, is very much from the dog star of Sirius. That is a very... There's a lot of different energies that have been touched by that planet, that system.
Because I just always had come to the acceptance that everybody in power is a reptile.
I'm seeing how we only have about 3 minutes left. I think that's a little too big of a subject to really get into. But basically, you know, the only thing, the main thing that everybody needs to understand is we're all part of the oneness. We're all interconnected, and we all are on this planet doing what we're supposed to do, and things are going in a much, much better way, and it basically is embracing your authentic self, and the only one who truly knows who that is you. So you may come to me, Christina, and ask me my opinion on this or that, but I'm sure there's times I've said something to you and it just didn't resonate, and that's fine. I'm not, you know, that's all good.
With star system?
With anything, everything. Everybody has their own way of, you know, the information that I get, I try and make it as pure as I do my best to make the connection as pure and clear as I can, but I'm in human form. So there's always going to be that human filter.
Now, the owl energy that you were talking about, and
yes.
the pine tree in my front yard.
Yes.
I have owl carvings all over my tree trunk that are natural owl carvings. The tree did it.
Well, it's maybe that's actually your maybe there's a lot of owl energy just around you, and it's kind of implanted itself in your tree. Owl energy is just very powerful. It's omens. It's the power of the night. It's mm-hmm. both black and white magic. It's prophecy. It really is a really powerful energy to have around you. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it's got the trunk is just beautiful, and how it does seem to create its own images on that trunk, and I can walk out and look at it and recognize the artwork in it, and I go, whoa, I got like 8 owls in that on that tree right now. And
that's amazing.
All different sizes. Yeah.
The other thing that owls are very good at is abstracting or being able to find out secrets through many different ways. So as the energy gets really increased, do not be surprised if secrets are being revealed left and right and many aspects of politics, yourself, your friends. You know, any secret that you're really trying to reveal, it's going to be revealed pretty quickly. That's just the energy of what's going on, because you need to really be whole and complete within yourself.
Good.
And I'm looking at the time, Chris, and it is time to...
yeah, it is 10:55 p.m.
Yeah, so it is time to...
I
want to thank you for calling in at the last minute and having
this
discussion with me.
Well, I'm glad I checked in. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And, next week we will be replaying next, the 4th of March, we will be playing Jante Gabrielle's interview. That is a pre-record. And then the following week, we have Raina Ingalls on, and she will be open for readings. So next month is going to be a lot of wonderful stuff. So I thank you. I thank Zeph for his hard work. He's an awesome, awesome young man. And this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspiration. Many blessings and good night.